Okay, this week's parasha is parashas Ekev. Ekev always falls out sort of in between. It's by after Shabbos Nachamu, not by Chodesh Elul yet, before Shabbos Mevorachim. It's the in-between parasha. Between Shabbos Nachamu, next week is very Shabbos Mevorachim, Chodesh Elul. This is the in-between parasha. It's parashas Ekev. The Balaturim starts off a Hoya Ekev. He says what's the connection between the end of Paschanon and the beginning of Pashas Ekev? How does Pashas Paschanon end off? Paschanon ends off. The last pasuk in Paschanon is Shomartas HaMitzvah, Vesachukim Vesamishpatim, Asher Noichi Mitzavacha Hayoim Rasaisim. You should watch the mitzvahs, the chukim and mishpatim that I commanded you to do. And Rashi brings down the Gemara in Eiruvin, Hayoim la'asaisom, Baruamacha, tomorrow, Noyam Habal, Rito Scharam. Today in this world, down here, today is the time to do mitzvahs. Tomorrow, meaning Noyam Habal, is a time where a person takes a schar. The next words are the beginning of this week's parasha. V'hoya Ekev. What does the word Ekev mean? Ekev is a lashon of a heel, the bottom of the foot. Ekev. Says the Baal HaTorim, Ekev is the soif, the end. Tell us, Hayoim Rasoisom. Today, our job down here is to do mitzvahs. Vaya Ekev. But the end will be that a person will receive his schar. Hayoim Rasoisom. Umacha, tomorrow. When's tomorrow? Ekev, the end. Lacha Meves, from a person receives his schar for the mitzvahs that he knows. Ekev is Ayin Kufbei, is 172. No, what else is 172? How many letters in Aseres Adibris?
172.
Count. 172, says the Baal HaTorah. 172 letters in the Aseres and the Aseres Adibris. You have to count. Okay. Count. Okay. Homework. Count the Aseres Adibris in Vaschanon and the letters in Vaschanon, the letters in Yisrael. To see 172. Bahaya Ekev Tishma. A person who listens to Ekev, he listens to Aseres HaDibros. And we know that within the Aseres HaDibros, all the Tariq mitzvahs are hinted to and are included in the words, in between the lines, Ben Osajigayin, the whole Pirush, showing how all Tariq mitzvahs are included in the Aseres, HaDibros. Ekev Tishmon.
The Pasuk. So why are we saying Ekev Tishmon? You should listen to it.
Isn't that a poem?
That you're referring to Ibn Gabriel.
Right.
What's it called? The
how he fits all the mitzvahs into the Sefer
Yisrael. Yeah, the Sfad of Sayyid Shulis. They read the whole thing. I forgot what it's called. Right. This is Ibn Gabriel. So someone came to me once Shulis and I have it in the house somewhere.
How does the Taj work exactly? Akev Asher.
Get that in a second.
Okay.
172. And the Baal HaTorah means that a pasuk in Tehillim Yutes, Im Tishmar, Ekev, Marav Turucha, Shesapanto, L'Reyecha. If you watch Ekev, you watch the 172, you watch the Aseres HaDibros, which includes all the mitzvahs, then you zeicha to Marav Turucha, to all the good that I have put away for you. Bahaya Ekev Tishmion. All the Mefarshim explain, Ekev is a lashon of a hail. Because we know there are different types of mitzvahs. There are those mitzvahs that people are machshiv, people respect, treat the mitzvahs as being very important. And then there are those mitzvahs that people sort of step on with the heels. The mitzvahs that people sort of machavek, you know, it's not that important. We could do it 1, 2, 3. It's not for everybody. For Yaakov, a person has to listen and do all mitzvahs. Side of mitzvahs that people are machshiv, and side of mitzvahs that people step on with the heels and they push away. I'm not going to go, if you have a chance, you could look at the Daz Gemara Bavli Tosfos, the first one on the parasha. And he explains it very nicely. But Ekev is the idea that a person has to follow all the mitzvahs, not only the mitzvahs chamurois, the mitzvahs chashuvois, but even the mitzvahs that people tend to treat lightly. As we mentioned many times, we don't know the schar of mitzvahs. Ainat Yedei Matan Scharon Shom Mitzvah. Torah does not tell us the schar for mitzvahs. And the reason only Shulach HaKein, Kibbutz Rabbein. And what else? Well, not
really.
Also, Arichas Yomim.
And the reason is, because if we would know the schar of the mitzvahs, we would do those mitzvahs that have more schar, better schar, and those mitzvahs that are on the lower end, we would totally disregard. It's not a good investment. So therefore, we don't know the schar of mitzvahs, so we don't know which mitzvahs are important and which mitzvahs are not. But Eikev, we have to follow all of the mitzvahs. It's interesting, the same word Eikev represents the Aseres HaDibros, represents the Hill. To show you that all the mitzvahs are important, whether it's a mitzvah choshuv of the Aseres HaDibros, or it's a mitzvah she'odom dosh ba'akovov, all the mitzvahs are important. Perikhes posit yod.
So what, how do you teach Eikev?
The English time, the English Chumash.
Take a look.
Exchange, and it's.
Mine says if you do obey the rules,
do
and observe them carefully.
Yeah, okay. Didn't really touch the word. Okay.
No. Consequence.
Rashi brings down, and a mitzvah sakalo is shadam dosh ba'kov of tishmas. If you obey those mitzvah, people step on with their heels.
Okay.
Oscar will probably have a better word.
I'm going to look it up.
You look it up. Okay, homework. Okay, second.
The first one.
Yeah, okay.
I once gave a right to someone,
right.
And he told me that giving a right to someone is a mitzvah she'adam dosh ba'kavod.
Very good. Okay. Perikhes pasuk yud is a pasuk we all know. Balchalto, v'savato, uverachto. Person should eat, be satisfied, and bench Hashem. Birchas Hamazon is one of the two brachas that are min atayim. Birchas Atayim is diraisa, and Birchas Hamazon is min atayim. Those are the two brachas that are min atayim. All other brachas are all midrabban. Well known that benching, a person benches, is a school for parnasa. A person is careful to bench, prefrat from the sefer, from the siddur, the school for parnasa. Berhetiv, we mentioned in Simon Kufpei Hei, brings down that there's no endafei, at least in the beginning of benching. I'm not sure when the first endafei appears. There's no endafei in the first bracha, the second bracha. I want to take
Langefei.
Okay, for homework. He says there's no endafei, because the endafei represents af, anger. Af v'chema, anger. And a person who benches properly and says Birchas Hamazon is safe from all anger and destruction that comes down on the world. Birchas Hamazon, besides being a mitzvah seidi eraisa, there are tremendous schools involved. The person benches properly and appreciates the food that Hashem gave him. And tell over a story. We said it over in the past, but the lesson is so strong. The lesson is so powerful. It was a yid of Tzvi Hirsch from Lomsha. Tzvi Hirsch was in
Israel.
Tzvi Hirsch was already older, and he wasn't that well. And every morning he woke up, and he used to make his achanis for davening. It took his time till he davened. And he davened late. And he would not eat before he davened. He refused to eat before he davened. And his family said to him, "You're not a young man anymore. You're old. That's not healthy for you. In the morning, eat, and then you can go ahead and take your time and prepare yourself, and then you can daven. But don't wait until after you finish davening." And Tzvi Hirsch answered, "A yid davens, and then he eats. First, you serve Hashem, and then you eat your bread and your water, then you eat. You don't go ahead and eat before davening." And no matter how hard they tried, and who spoke to him, he refused to eat before davening. And it went on. The family went to his doctor, and he said to his doctor, "Listen, we tried. We spoke to him to eat before davening. It's not healthy what he's doing." The doctor agreed. And he said to the doctor, "Next time he comes to you, maybe you could sit him down, give him a good doctor-patient talk, and tell him that what he's doing is not healthy, and he has to eat, and he shouldn't wait till he finishes davening. Let him eat first, and then he can daven." Sverish comes to the doctor. Doctor obviously wasn't an elach either. I don't know. And the doctor says to him, "You know, you're an older man already. You're getting on years. You know, it's not healthy to wait every day to eat till it's late. You should eat earlier." And he says, "It's Tzvi Hirsch, I have two questions I want to ask you." He says to the doctor, "Go ahead. doctor asked him the following question. He says to him, I don't understand your prayers every morning. I don't understand the davening that you say, the prayers that you say every morning. Every morning you say the same words over and over again. Imagine if somebody would have an audience with the king every morning. And he would come into the king, and every morning he would say the same words. Just repeat himself, word for word for word, today. The next morning he comes to visit the king, and he says again, word for word for word for word. He says the exact same words over and over again. Wouldn't the king deem it a little chutzpah? Be a little creative, a little original. Present your needs a little differently each day. Different petition, instead of repeating over the same words day in and day out. Why, when you pray, do you repeat the same words over and over again? And second of all, the doctor says to him, and tell me, why can't you eat before you pray? Why do you wait? You pray first and then you eat. Why can't you eat first? Reb Tzvi Hirsch says to him, one question answers the other. One question answers the other. He says, to you, you think that every day the davening is the same? You think every day, because the words are the same, the davening is the same? Every day's davening is different. Every day's davening is different than the previous day. You know why I daven late? I have to prepare the davening. And today's davening shouldn't be the same as yesterday's davening. Yesterday's davening was for the needs that I had yesterday. Yesterday's davening was based on my understanding of Hashem, and I understood Hashem the way I understood Hashem yesterday. Today's davening is based on my needs that I have today. It's based on understanding I have of Hashem this morning. After all, every day a person should gain a little bit, should become a little bit better than he was the day before. I'm a different person today. Today my davening is different than it was yesterday. The words might be the same, but the intentions that a person puts into the words, the kaychas a person puts into the words, should be different every day. And therefore I can't just wake up in the morning and eat first and so on. I need the time in the morning to be able to prepare in order to have a different tefillah every day. The davening from one day to the next is not the same. The famous story of the Psaji Goyen. Psaji Goyen was traveling around and he ends up in a certain inn and the innkeeper didn't recognize who he was. And he treated the Psaji Goyen the same way he treated every other guest, which was fine, with respect, with honor, makavodik, nothing wrong at all. However, the next day, when the innkeeper found out that his guest was really the great Goyen, the Psaji Goyen, he came running and he fell down on the floor in front of Psaji and he apologized. He said to him, if I would have known who you are, I would have treated you with even greater respect. Reb Psaji heard that, he started to cry. So he asked him, why are you crying for? He said, you just taught me such a valuable lesson. If I would have known who Hashem was yesterday, if I would have understood Hashem the way I look at Hashem today, I would have treated Hashem, I would have done mitzvahs, I would have davened better yesterday. Each day a person has to grow. Today's davening is not the same as yesterday's davening. And therefore a person needs a hachon, a little preparation beforehand, to think, what does he want to ask? What are today's needs? How do I understand Hashem today? How did I grow since yesterday? That's all part of the tefillah. So the words might look the same, but behind the scenes, it's definitely, today is not the same davening as yesterday. The pasuk says, V'romu v'avecho v'shechachnas Hashem u'akecho. Herkes, pasuk Yudalad. Says the pasuk, V'romu v'avecho, a person will elevate his heart, will be haughty and balgaivo, v'shechachnas Hashem u'akecho, and you'll come to forget, you forget Hashem, ha-maitziacho, took you out, me'eretz Mitzrayim, from the land of Mitzrayim and Beis Avodim. Pasuk Yudzayin, V'amarta b'levavecho, and you say in your heart, you say in your mind, Koichi v'oitzim yodi, osheli sechayel hazeh. All my wealth, all my power, it's me, my power, my strength, it's my doing, I did it. And a person forgets that Hashem is the one directing what happens. The famous story, said it over last year, but again, this story brings home a lesson very powerful. A chassid once came, a yid once came to the shuk of a rebbe, and he asked the shuk of a rebbe for a bracha. And he said to the shuk of a rebbe, Baruch Hashem, rebbe, I'm very successful. Business is going great. Everything is good. I just want the rebbe, give me a bracha. And he says to the rebbe, I just got offered the deal of the century. I just got offered a business deal that can't go wrong. The Poritz is selling the forest, all the trees in the forest, and if I buy, and I buy the trees, I chop down the trees, I sell it for wood, and I can't go wrong. It's a business deal that can't fail. And he says to the Rebbe, Baruch Hashem, everything is great, and this deal, I can't go wrong. The Rebbe gives him a bracha, and the Yid starts walking out the door. As he's about to walk out the door, the Rebbe says to him from behind, I don't think it's a good idea for you to buy the trees, to buy the forest. I don't think it's a good idea. And the Yid says, turns his, what? The Rebbe says, I don't think it's a good idea. And he says, but it can't go wrong. Everything is great. I've done such deals before. I could do it again. This deal is a great deal. It's an offer I can't refuse. The Rebbe says, I don't think it's a good idea. And he walks out. He comes home. He's a little bit bothered. The Rebbe said, I don't think it's a good idea. So he calls in his business partners, his advisory board, his friends, and they get together and they analyze the deal. And there's no way. There's no way it could go wrong. It's a great opportunity and a great deal. He's a fool if he lets it go by. The Rebbe said, no, the Rebbe's not a businessman. A businessman knows better. I'm a businessman. And he goes ahead and he buys the Poritz's forest. As soon as he starts chopping down the trees, they discover worms in all of the trees. All the wood is rotten, eaten up to the core, and it's a total failure. Total failure. He doesn't earn a penny of the deal, lost his whole investment, it's a total failure. He's totally embarrassed. Can't go back to the Rebbe. How can he go back to the Rebbe? The Rebbe told him it's not a good idea. He thought, I know better. He didn't go back. How could I go back to the Rebbe? 2 years went by before he had the nerve, the kayach, to go back to the Rebbe. Comes back to the truck of the Rebbe 2 years later. As soon as he walks in the door, he can't hold himself back. He says to the Rebbe, please be meichel me, Rebbe, I'm sorry. I know what I did was wrong. I should have listened to you. I know I was punished. I didn't listen to you. Please be meichel me. And the Rebbe says to him, Rebbe Yitzchak Shalom, he says, do you think it was a punishment? You think it was a karma? Because you didn't listen to me that the deal turned out not to work out, that the trees were rotten? You think it was a karma? Chas v'shalom. Let me explain to you what happened. He says to the Yid, I'll tell you what happened. I saw the whole time you were bringing and boasting how great you are, what a great businessman you are, how you made such great deals, how this is the deal of the century, I can't go wrong, I can't fail. I saw it was only you. I saw that you didn't take Hashem as your partner in the business deal. You can go into a business deal without taking Hashem as your partner. The deal can't work out. If you don't take Hashem as your partner, it's all me, it's Kaychi Gaitz and Yodi, that deal can't work out. Nothing to do, no Ruach HaKodesh, no Nevuah, ABCs. Can't go ahead and go into a business deal unless you take Hashem as your partner. When I saw you weren't taking Hashem as your partner, you're walking out the door, I'm great, it's my deal, I can't go wrong. I said, listen, if that's the case, I'm just telling you, I don't think it's a good idea. Tent into such a business, you have to take Hashem as your partner. I don't think it's a good idea. You weren't punished because you didn't listen to me. The reason why it happened is because you thought it was all you. It was Kaychi Baitz and Yodi, it was all you, and it wasn't Hashem at all. A person to be successful has to take a partner. And that partner has to be Hashem. And a person has to realize that whatever business deal he has, whatever parnasa he has, it all comes from Hashem. V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alkecho Shoyel Me'imach. Perek Yud Pasuk Yud Beis. V'ata now, B'nei Yisrael, what does Hashem ask of you? Ki Im Liyira, as Hashem Alkecho, only to fear Hashem? V'chamishi. V'ata Yisrael, Mo Hashem Alkecho Shoyel Me'imach, Ki Im Liyira, as Hashem Alkecho, only to fear Hashem, Lechas b'chol d'rochov, to follow in His ways, la'ava isoy, and to love Hashem, the la'ava is Hashem l'kecha, b'chol uvavacha, b'chol nafshecha. To serve Hashem with all of your heart, and all of your nefesh. And the famous Gemara, the Gemara asks, and Rashi brings, Gemara asks, what does Hashem ask of you? Mo, mashma, it's a very small thing. Hashem doesn't ask much of you. What else? Hashem asks kimu yira only to fear Hashem. And the Gemara asks v'chin yira milsa zutrasihi. Is yira something small? Is it easy to achieve yiras Hashem? And the Gemara answers in yes. For Moshe Rabbeinu, it's taka small. And the Gemara gives the mashal. Rabbi Chanina gives the mashal to somebody. If you ask him for a big keli and he has it, it's a small thing to give it. If he doesn't have it, even if he asks for something small, a small keli, it's a tremendous oil. He can't. He doesn't have what's asked of him. But Moshe Rabbeinu had yiras Shemayim. For him, it's something. For him, it's very. For him, it's something small. The Baal HaTurim brings down this pasuk that the Gemara Menachos learns the meaning of saying Meya Brachos B'chol Yom, to say 100 brachos every day. The meaning to say 100 brachos every day, and the Gemara says Al Tikri Ma El Meya. Don't read the pasuk Ma Hashem Lekecha. What does Hashem ask of you? But Meya, 100. Hashem asks of you 100 brachos every day, and it's meaning to try to say 100 brachos every day. To the extent, if you include Shulchan Aruch, a cheshbon is made how every day a person has 100 brachas. If you include Shemayin Esrei and the tefillas by davening, and a person benches, Berachas HaMazon and Berachas HaNenin, you can work out 100 brachas a day. Shabbos, though it falls short. On Shabbos, we don't have long Shemayin Esreis. Instead of Shemayin Esrei being 18, 19 brachas, three times a day, Shemayin Esrei is only 7 brachas on Shabbos. We fall short. So the eitz is brought down to mention the somim, payris, to eat on extra brachas on Shabbos for a hundred brachas. And the Baal HaTurim brings down that in this pasuk there are 100 letters. If you count the letters from the Atta Yisrael to the end of the pasuk, you have 100 letters, a remez to the 100 brachas that a person should say every day. The pasuk itself represents a little bit of a seer. It says, what does Hashem ask of you? Ki imlira, but to fear Hashem. And a few words later, ahavoisai, and to love him. How do you fear, and how do you love at the same time? Isn't it a seer? To fear Hashem and to love Hashem at the same time? If you're fearing Hashem, it means you're afraid. If you love Hashem, people that have avo towards another are not, don't tremble from each other, don't fear each other. What does it mean, yira and avo? I am part of Motaira, many ways of discussing it, but a story with the Stolen Rebbe brings at the point, In one angle, which is very clear. The Stolen Rebbe had a very nice relationship with the Hasidim, not a relationship of fear, but a relationship of love and ava and caring. And one time the Rebbe asked one of the Hasidim, "Are you afraid of me?" He asked one of the Hasidim, "Are you afraid of me?"
Afraid.
The Rebbe asked one of the Hasidim, "Are you afraid of me?" And the chassid didn't know what to answer. The Rebbe cared for him, a very caring relationship. He didn't answer. So the Rebbe asked him again, "Are you afraid of me?" And the chassid didn't answer. The Rebbe said, "You're not afraid of me at all?" So the chassid thought, and he says to the Rebbe, "I'm afraid of doing something wrong in your eyes. I'm afraid of doing something wrong, and I'll lose favor in your eyes. I'm afraid of doing something wrong that will cause me to lose favor in your eyes." The Rebbe heard that. He said, "That's pshat. That's pshat yira and ava. The yira that a person has to have for Hashem is the yira of doing something wrong that it will cause Hashem's love to be taken away from me. That's the yira. Person, Hashem loves every yid, but we have to have the yira that by doing something wrong, it could sever that relationship. It could change that relationship. It could dampen that relationship that Hashem has with us. So you can have Ava, and you can have Yira. Ava and Yira doesn't have to be a stira. The love is so strong. I'm afraid of doing something wrong that could affect Ava, that could affect the Ava between us. La'ava, ki emu yiras Hashem ulkecha, and la'ava oisoi, and to love Hashem. The Shua Kodesh writes something fascinating. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara asks, "Hashem ha'aretz u'malayah." The pasuk says that the land belongs to Hashem, and then it says, "V'ha'aretz nasan l'vnei adam." The land belongs to, is given to people. Who does the aretz belong to? Hashem ha'aretz u'malayah, or is it given to bnei adam? Ba'aretz Nasa Chubinonim. And the Gemara answers, Kan Koidim Bracha, Kan Ha'acha Bracha. Before a person makes a Bracha, Hashem Ha'aretz Amoloyim. The fruits, whatever grows from the ground, belongs to Hashem. The person has no right to eat it. Kan Ha'acha Bracha. After a person makes a Bracha, the Ha'aretz Nasan Uvenei Adam. It's given to people, we can eat the peiris, eat the vegetables, enjoy the products of the land. Before the bracha, it's all Hashem. After the bracha, it's Nasan Levnei Adam. And the Gemara goes on to compare somebody who eats without making a bracha as if he's a gazan. As if he's stealing from Klal Yisrael, he's stealing from Hashem. And the Shmuel Kaddish writes such a tremendous insight. And he says, why is it if somebody doesn't make a bracha, it's like he's stealing? How do you explain it? And the Shmuel writes that when a yid makes a bracha on a certain min, let's say on an apple, that causes a hashpah to come down on all of the apple trees and all the apples in the world. That brings kayach to all the apples. Make a bracha on the oranges. So that causes a ruchnius hashpah on the oranges, the trees, and the oranges will grow and the crop will be a good crop. When a person makes a bracha, it's not just the posh pshat, obviously, is a thank you and the acknowledgement that Hashem created the fruit, but there's also an effect that it causes a hashpah to come down in the world and bracha to come down to the world. If somebody eats without a bracha, he's stealing. He's taking away that bracha from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael loses out because he's eating without making a bracha. Shmuel Kaddish writes, that's why if a person doesn't make the right bracha, he doesn't say the right bracha, he makes the wrong bracha, he's not yaitzei. Because he doesn't bring down the proper hashpah, he says the wrong bracha. But it creates his hashpah on the trees. So one who eats from the trees, bracha by creates, brings down that hashpah. One of shahakol is for those in bracha shahakol. Each bracha has its own meaning. And if one mixes up the meaning, he's not yaitzei at all. But the kayach of a bracha is a tremendous kayach. Mayor brachas protects a person, and as much as possible, a person should try to make mayor brachas b'chayyim. Chas v'shem to make a bracha l'batala. A person has to learn halacha when a bracha is required, when a bracha is not required. And a person should not put himself in a situation to make what we call a bracha shein etzricha, a bracha that's technically not necessary. A person has to know the halacha, when a bracha is necessary, and when a bracha is not necessary. I don't remember which Rebbe it was, but he said he was sitting one day looking outside at the apple tree through the window, and a chassid came in, and the chassid said to the Rebbe is enjoying the apple tree. So the Rebbe said to the Chassid, do you eat apples? The Chassid, yeah, I eat apples. The Rebbe said, I eat apples too. So he said to the Chassid, if I eat apples and you eat apples, what's the difference between us? We both eat apples. What's the difference between us? So the Chassid says, I don't know. The Rebbe said, I'll tell you the difference. He said to the Chassid, you make a bracha because you want to eat the apple. I eat the apple because I want to say a bracha. You make a bracha because you want to say an apple. You want to enjoy this world? Okay. The only way is to make a bracha. Just like I want to praise Hashem. The only way I can praise Hashem is if I eat the apple. I eat the apple to make the bracha. Okay. A lot to think about. But be careful when you're eating brachas. And possibly, first thing you should try to make mayor brachas, 100 brachas every day. Just to end off, we have in the end of the parasha, we have Shema. We have Bahayim Shema. This week we have Shema. This week we have Bahayim Shema. Perik Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph. Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel. Perik Yud Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel. Bahayim Shema Tishmu Mitzvaysai. If you listen to my mitzvahs that I commend you today. And what does the pasuk tell us? We avas Hashem Alkeichem u'avadai b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. And what does Rashi tell us? What's called the Avodai B'chol Levavchem? How do you serve Hashem with all of your heart? What do you do? You take out your heart? How do you serve Hashem with your heart? What does Rashi tell us? Avodah she believe, v'zuhi tefillah. Avodah she believe is tefillah. Sha tefillah kri avodah. Tefillah is called avodah, and B'chol Levavchem is avodah she believe is tefillah. Chofetz Chaim, in the year 1924, there was an asifa for the Vada Yeshivas, and Chofetz Chaim was by the asifa, and of course, when the Chofetz Chaim came, people came from all over for brachas. Like you saw that video they had last year going around, and the pictures, you see the Chofetz Chaim, the crowds that gathered when the Chofetz Chaim came. The Chofetz Chaim said when he saw the crowd, why is everybody here? He said, what do you mean? For a bracha. So the Chofetz Chaim said, why are they coming to me for a bracha? Let them talk directly to Hashem. A father wants to hear directly from his children. A father wants to hear. First, that's Abakosha. Turn to Hashem. Ask from Hashem. The problem is, people think that they're not that right to daven, that tefillos won't be accepted. Chofetz Chaim says it's not true. Every tefillah is heard. And a person has to turn directly to Hashem, and it's tefillos are heard. Of course, Baruch Hu wants our tefillos. We have to be misbalo.
Right now
we're holding by the 7 weeks of Nechama. The Gemara calls the 7 weeks after Shemes Chazoin the Shivat Nechamta. We had the 3 weeks of Paranusa, which was the three Aftiris, which is the weeks of Pinchas, Matas, Masai, Devarim, and the Aftira of, and the three Aftiris of Paranusa, ending in Shemes Chazoin, and starting with Vas Chanon, the next 7 weeks, Vaschanon, Egev, Rei, Shoif, and Kiseis, Kisab, and Solomon, Bailech, are the 7 weeks of Nechemta. The Aftiris all speak about the Nechama, the comforting of Klal Yisrael after the Churban and the Gula that will come. It's a time of Nechama, time for Misbalo, and now, like we said, it's in between. It's after Shemes Nachamu, it's not quite Chodesh Elul yet, it's the in-between time. A person can chaper right now. The Gemara tells us, the Gemara says, Achayre Ariv, or Achayre Isha. A person should walk rather behind the lion, and not behind the lady. If he walks behind the lion, he'll daven a little bit. If he walks behind the lady, he'll have machshavas that are not right. So better to walk behind the lion, and not walk behind an Isha. He has a choice. Don't walk behind an Isha. The Sfarim bring down a remez. The mazel of Av is a lion. The mazel of Elul was a psul, an Isha. A chayre ri. Rather do tshuva when it's still Av. And behind them, when you're still with the lion, it's the month of Av. Don't wait till it's too late, till it's already the month of Elul, comes close to Rosh Hashanah. Don't wait till it's too late to do tshuva. Chayre ri. Rather wake up now and do tshuva when it's in the month of Av, not wait till the last minute. So right now it's sort of the in-between time. Shiva, it's 7 weeks of the Chama, it's an opportune time. Use the time wisely, and together we should all be Zoicha. The Shiva Sibashiach came here, remain on me.